nearness to God, the measure of religious truth. The fifth method of approach which Hazrat Mirza Sahib, peace be on him, employed in his controversy with other religions proved completely fatal for them. It brought Islam a victory which nobody could question. Hazrat Mirza Sahib reminded the enemies of Islam that the ultimate object of religion was to enable man to establish contact with God. Therefore, an important criterion of truth among religions was the degree and quality of contact which each religion succeeded in promoting between God and man. Such contact connoted the degree of truth present in each religion. With it, we could determine how far a given religion was acceptable to God. Contact between man and God should have visible signs. We know from ordinary experience that when two things come into contact with each other, each has some effect on the other. When we go near a fire, we burn, or at least experience the heat. And when we drink water, we slake our thirst and become bright and braced up. Good food adds to our weight. Exercise tones the muscles and lends beauty and form to the body. Similarly, drugs have their effects, helping or hampering the normal functions of the body. It would be the strangest thing in the world if contact with God were found to have no effect whatever. If we were to prostrate ourselves in prayer for incredibly long periods, fast almost unto death, give to charity to the end of our resources, and yet experience no change in ourselves or in the conditions in which we live. If all our religious works, our penances, and our sacrifices are to end in nothing, why should we seek any nearness to God? What good is it to us? When we establish nearness to an earthly ruler and prove ourselves deserving of his attention and favor, we experience the results of nearness. We receive honor and esteem. Our petitions are heard. Our troubles removed. Others who observe us from afar feel that we enjoy the favor and attention of the ruler. But nothing can be known or seen of the results of a man's contact with God. No effects can be observed in terms of self-improvement or in terms of our relations with others. We continue as we were.